Yesterday, we were studying the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, and we were remarking upon how Jesus answered his mother's observation in such a way as to apparently to tell her no. And yet she didn't really hear a no. He said, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My time is not yet come." And yet in response to that, she rushes to the servants and she says, "Whatever he asks you to do, do it." And we had said that that's actually the greatest counsel in the history of the world. And immediately he did give the servants an assignment. He says in verse 7 that they were to fill the pots with water. It's interesting that John, who was present, said that they filled them to the brim. In other words, they were unstinting. They didn't hold back. They didn't only follow a portion of the assignment. They gave him 100%. And then he asked them to draw the water out and take it to the steward or the person who was in charge of the banquet. And when they took it to him and the ruler of the feast tasted the water that was made into wine, he didn't know where it came from, but the servants knew. But he declared it to be the very best wine. There's so many things here. One thing is that the servants knew. The servants who were in the lowest place at the feast, they weren't there to be feted. They weren't there as invitees. They were there to work. And yet they were the ones who saw the glory, who knew the power of the most important guest who was there, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a lesson for us. Some of us, we too are in the lowest place. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.